them off. So give them a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, March 3rd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. We're going to do some housekeeping and get to your text messages. Mike downstate, Solarski, the excavator paving company, family owned business. Good comment coming in. You can't tax your way to prosperity. New tax revenue, quote unquote, is almost always, in caps, a lazy politician's cop out to avoid managing their own budgets. A new business tax, especially in the hyperinflation environment that we've been living in for the past 4 years, has to be the dumbest idea ever. There would be no buy-in from this business, family business, and certainly not from our customers. We're not going to pay any more taxes. Figure it out. Tim Tarjeft, Sheboygan County School Board member. We have to invite a DOGE team to evaluate Michigan. Department of Government Efficiency, long overdue in this state. Jeff, over in Oscoda, where's the money from doubling our registration fees? That was supposed to go directly to fixing the roads. You see, guys, here's where the problem is. This is the problem. They put the money into the budget. They sign the budget into law under which they plan to operate. But that's not hard and fixed. They can tell us, they can sell us, they can point to the fact that if we do this new tax, create this new increase, this is where we're dedicating the money to go to. They pass it in the House, they pass it in the Senate, the governor signs it, the new tax goes into law. Then once the money gets there, then they shift the funding around from various departments to various departments. It's that simple. The fungibility of the funds is something that politicians have been doing to us for years. Just because they say that this is where the money is going to go doesn't necessarily mean that ends up where it ends up going. Once the funding is in place, the money's there, then they say, okay, well, let's float some money out of this department's budget into this department, and from this fund into that fund. That's what the problem is with the state, number one. Number two, they do one-year budgets. This should be a two-year budget state. Other states do it. Why can't Michigan? Every single January, they come back into legislative session. They got to start working on the budget. They've been working on the budget. Hall laid out his ideas. Governor put out her ideas. 86.2 billion dollar proposed budget by this governor. Now you have to understand, when she took over to be the governor, January of 2019, Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly handed her $58 billion budget. That's what they ended up having after being in the governor's mansion for 8 years. They chose to leave that as the number for her to start off with. That was the final budget they signed. Well, since then, we've blown it up, getting up almost $30 billion in the six budgets under this governor. This is insanity, people. There is no reason why we should be this high. Absolutely not. So one of the things that we're looking at is the process. And this is something we will be all over. We will absolutely stay on top of. Now, we're going to change stories. We're going to go into looking at this new tipped wage law that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed last week. Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed Senate Bill 8 that preserved a tip wage policy, gradually increasing minimum wage from 38% to 50% by 2031. Hiking the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2027, with the rate increasing annually based on the rate of inflation. Minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2 years, of which they get half of. Well, Shelby Dundas, a hostess at a restaurant in Novi, said people are already not tipping as much as they used to. She's a hostess at a restaurant in Novi, said a lot of patrons have already stopped tipping after the legislation was signed into law last week. Mistakenly, the patrons thought Dundas and other waitstaff were suddenly now making minimum wage. One patron left zero tip on a $100 food bill. Large group of people, he paid the bill, it was $100, no tip. Dundas said the additional money she and other restaurant workers are making from the new tip wage does not make up for the loss of tips. I know they increased the minimum wage, but it was not completely all the way to the actual minimum wage, and we still have tip system in place. To me, it doesn't make much difference about the minimum wage. We're more interested in the tips. Servers rely on tipping, and if people stop tipping, they will make it that much harder for people to make as much money as they were making under the old system. However, Dundas's experience isn't the norm based on MERS conversation with numerous other servers, but it's not unique either. During the tipped wage debate, John Selleck from Save MI Tips said he heard numerous stories from servers he represented about patrons who were loosely following the debate but completely misunderstood the situation. The patrons thought their servers were already making minimum wage, and even if the law had been allowed to go into effect, that would not have been the case until several years down the road. Ironically, in the fight to stop this thing from going into effect, we had to be talking about it all the time. The customers were starting to hear about it and then were asking their servers, what's it like now that you're being paid minimum wage? Now I don't have to tip you as much as I used to because you're at full minimum wage, right? They were actually having those discussions with their customers. So now the onus is on the wait staff industry to raise awareness, because the public was starting to pick up on these news stories. So they are already experiencing people telling them, we don't have to tip you as much, right? We thought we were going to be, the damage was going to be done, but evidently it'll never be undone. The Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association reported that it didn't have enough data at this early stage to gauge whether or not there's been a negative impact on tips from this debate, from these legislative actions. The bottom line is this, folks. They are not making $15 an hour. That's not what the tipped wage law that Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed is all about. Basically, from what I understand, we'll confirm this tomorrow with Ian Murphy, they went from basically $4 an hour to $6 an hour. It's not a huge increase. It's still considered a sub-minimum wage. As a result, they need tips. If you tip traditionally, normally, good service, usually at 20%, if you keep it at that 20%, the workers will make slightly a little bit more because they're making technically $2 an hour higher wage from their employer. $2 an hour over perhaps a 4, 5, 6 hour shift, they're looking at $10 to $12 increased from the employer. They still need the tips. So when you're out to eat, tell your friends, tell others, we still have to tip the waiters, the waitresses. They're not making full minimum wage. But that's what happens when government gets involved, last minute especially, with basically a time clock running up against the deadline. They had to pass something. The governor signed it. She took a lot of flack from the unions, but she did it anyway. Final segment of hour number one. Short break from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this first hour today. Some of your text messages coming in. They simply don't understand. And this is a really good comment. Right on. They don't understand, meaning Lansing, how business works. The private sector always has the best solution to the issues, to the problems. One of your sponsors, Ian Murphy Iron Pig, is a perfect example. His staff is happy, leave us alone, is where they're coming from. But you see, we have these outside organizations, this one fair wage. This is not organic, folks, from within the state of Michigan. These people pushing this are from California. Unions financially donating, supporting their activities of getting signatures for petitions to put it on the ballot. They then dump a ton of money into advertising and convince people that this is something you should vote for at the next general election. Why do they want to do this? Because if the employees are making a reported earned income via a higher minimum wage, they then can base union dues on those wages, potentially unionizing the wait staff here in the state of Michigan. They have been targeted forever by these large unions. They've been wanting to do it for decades. Forced unionization, forced union dues by wait staff in Michigan would be disastrous for small mom-pa type diners. Even certain chains would not be able to afford it. You want to talk about shutting down restaurants? Unionize waiters, wait staff in Michigan. That is the step number one required, is a higher minimum wage. That's why they're doing it. That's why they're pushing it. It's very simple. Very simple. And by allowing this to start happening in our state, slowly but surely, you're going to start hearing about more and more of these unions going after this particular class of workers. And you know what's really interesting? We had right to work done under Governor Rick Snyder, signing it December the 11th, 2012. We thought we had beat this thing once and for all until they lost the majority. Republicans lost the majority. Democrats had the trifecta, and one of the very first things they did was repeal right to work. But you know what's interesting? Government employees still have right to work. The private sector doesn't, but the public sector does. Meaning they don't have to pay union dues. They're not mandatory. They're optional. Some of the administrative fees regarding collective bargaining, they can choose to pay, which is roughly about 20% of normal dues. They can do that as a government worker. You can't do it if you're private sector. This is just so unfair, it's not even funny. So, we need to get the word out, make sure people understand they are not being paid the higher minimum wage that is required under this new law. The increase starts out at 38%, grows to 50% of the minimum wage by the year 2031, which is basically 6 years from now. The minimum wage itself will be $15 an hour by 2027, just in 2 years. Then it will be based on the rate of inflation. Whatever rate of inflation is, they will get a percentage of that increase starting in 2027. Just so you understand, just so you know. And the last point of this whole thing that you have to understand, this didn't have to happen the way it did. While the Democrats had the trifecta, they could have negotiated a deal last year while they were still in the lame duck. They didn't do it. Why? Because they are controlled and loyal to unions. It's that simple. Democrats are loyal to unions. They get union dues. The bosses give the money to the Democrats. Almost all of it. 99.95%. And that's how they continue to perpetrate their agenda on us, the people. That's why they didn't do it when they had the trifecta. Now, because the Republicans have control of the House, they were forced to fix it. Next half hour, we're going to be talking with Missy, kind of some new ideas happening in her world. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 2-